The biggest games.
Recky for three, got it to go.
The most compelling stories.
Three of the former players said sons were on this particular Monroe team.
The area's best high school sports coverage.
Throws it down with two hands, the whole hoop is shaking.
That's a 10. That's a 10, baby.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday Night Hoops on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN, and live video streaming on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jesse Nelson, courtside at Vell Phillips Memorial High School, as we get set for a big game in the Big 8 Conference. Teams in the second and third positions battling with the Verona Wildcats for the top spot in the conference, and of course for playoff positioning. The calendar turns to February, and that means it's almost playoff time on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. It will certainly feel like a playoff atmosphere tonight on this Tuesday evening at Vell Phillips Memorial High School. The 10th-ranked Sun Prairie East Cardinals, 12-4 on the season, 10-2 in Big 8 Conference play. And the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans, also 12-4 overall in the season, but 9-3 in Big 8 Conference play. Looking up at both Sun Prairie East and the first-place team, Verona, but a lot to be sorted out here in the final month of the regular season. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. We'll step aside, get you set for tonight's matchup, Sun Prairie East and Vell Phillips Memorial, Tuesday Night Hoops on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania.
Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by
Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania, 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson joining you courtside here at Vell Phillips Memorial High School as we get set for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals and the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans. No Dennis Semrau tonight. He is on the scorers table at the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball game tonight. So we wish Dennis all the best as the Badgers take on the Indiana Hoosiers, trying to avoid snapping a losing streak of a winning streak of 20 consecutive years without losing to Indiana at the Kohl Center. So no Dennis tonight. You just get Jesse Nelson courtside here at Vell Phillips Memorial High School. Lineup at Midwest Financial Group consists of coaches for your financial world, organizing all the players on your personal team for the best chance of success. Behind every great team is a great coach. Let Midwest Financial Group be yours for your financial planning needs. Head to mfgteam.com to get a start today on your financial future. That's mfgteam.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Group, FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Let's get a check of tonight's Midwest Financial Group coaches profile, starting with the Sun Prairie East Cardinals and head coach Steve Meselter in his third season, the reigning Big 8 Coach of the Year in 2024, an overall record of 16-9. And he is such a good coach in his third season, being able to deal with some adversity through the first couple of games of this year, the couple of years, I should say, of his campaign. Coach Meselter says it feels good to have your peers, other great coaches in this conference, show that level of respect. It's a vindication for the hard work we put in during the year. So from one Steve, we transition to another. Long time Vell Phillips Memorial head coach Steve Collins. You hear him on ESPN Madison as part of our commentator crew for the WIA State Basketball Championships at the Kohl Center occasionally. A Madison East alum in his 26th year as the Vell Phillips Memorial head coach. Coach Collins was inducted into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, class of 2022. Been a while since Coach Collins has had a championship gold ball to hoist, but three Division I titles to his credit in 2005, 2009, and then again in 2011. That, your Midwest Financial Group coaches profile for tonight's matchup between the Sun Prairie East Cardinals and the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans. A check of your starting lineups tonight on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Starting lineups are brought to you by Stoughton Health, where they provide trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all of the area's student-athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit StoughtonHealth.com to learn more. For the Sun Prairie East Cardinals, starting at guard number one, Max Glusick. At forward, number three, Max Raymer. At guard, number four, the state's leading scorer, Chris Davis Jr., Arkansas State commit, averaging 40 points a game. At guard number 14, Tristan Fry, and at guard number 23, Reed Sogstad. For the Val Phillips Memorial Spartans, starting at forward, number two, Caleb Ligon. At forward, his twin brother, number four, Ezra Ligon. At guard number five, Ian Wishoff. At forward, number 21, Abe Dykstra. And at guard number 22, Anthony Miller. Your starting lineups brought to you by Stoughton Health. We'll step aside when we come back. The opening tip, Sun Prairie East and Val Phillips Memorial. Tuesday Night Hoops on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania.
Win or lose, we're going to walk out of the stadium tonight with our heads held high.
That is amazing.
Wow, what a game.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
One more for the record books.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
At the buzzer, knocks it down.
Pick is up.
Yes.
He made it.
Yes. Reverse layup is good with 5 seconds left.
Put six on my staff.
First title in program history.
Being an in-state kid, everything that I wanted in the school was right at home.
Every coach has a toolbox, and every tool is from another coach.
Camaraderie, be able to hang out with each other and be together.
Takes it all the way for the touchdown.
Led by a future Badger.
I'm very excited for this kid because he is brilliant.
What an absolute javelin toss.
He's going to throw a jump pass and complete it for the two-point conversion to Hawk.
I mean, we can see a lot of offense.
Put the exclamation point on it.
And the buzzer.
Wow.
It's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Do your best.
Thank you so much for all you guys do for high school sports.
Guys, I got goosebumps.
It's all anybody can ask for.
The biggest games, the most compelling stories, the area's best high school sports coverage. This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
It is go time on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. The Sun Prairie East Cardinals, the Val Phillips Memorial Spartans, both teams with identical 12-4 records on the conference season, under the Tuesday Night Hoop spotlight on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Jesse Nelson with you courtside here at Val Phillips Memorial High School as we get set for the opening tip. Sun Prairie East and Memorial underway. The opening tip is won by Madison Memorial, working right to left as we see it and as you see it on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Abe Dykstra, number 21 on the left wing, swing it now all the way back up top to number 5, Ian Wishoff. He goes right for Caleb Ligon to his twin brother Ezra. Ezra takes a couple of steps back beyond the right wing, picks up the dribble, goes to his brother Caleb in the right corner. Caleb off the screen finds Ian Wishoff on the right block. Kick it all the way left side. Open look for three. It is buried. And the first bucket of the night belongs to the junior Anthony Miller. It's 3-0 Memorial in front of Sun Prairie East after the opening possession. 40 seconds in on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Sun Prairie East first offensive possession of the night. Max Raymer backed up, picks up the dribble near the midcourt line. Chris Davis Jr., extra pass over to the left corner. Shot off the front of the rim, no good, but a weak side offensive rebound is collected by Tristan Fry in Sun Prairie East. Pull-up three is good for Max Glusick at the top of the key. And we're going to be in store for a fun one tonight if these opening series have shown any indication. Knotted at three, 1 minute in. Into the front court, left side, into the hands of number 22, Anthony Miller, who hit the opening three on the first series. Miller, one of the leading scorers this season for Val Phillips Memorial, averaging 13 a game. Into the hands of number four, Ezra Ligon, who goes up off the left glass and good for two. He is the leading scorer this year, averaging 14 points a game. 5-3, Memorial leads Sun Prairie East. 16-26 to play in our first half just underway on Prep Mania. Chris Davis Jr. into the hands of Glusick. Kick it over to the left corner. Tristan Frey trying to find room baseline. Runs into a trap. Now it's back into his hands. Open look for three off the side of the backboard. And the Bell Phillips Memorial student section, always animated at these games, gives him an earful. Meanwhile, in transition, Ezra Ligon layup good for two. 7-3 Memorial. And a timeout by Sun Prairie East with 16:05 to play in the first half, not even 2 minutes in. It's just a four-point game, but a timeout called by Sun Prairie East. Zimbraconda have been a part of the Madison community since 1973, and their customer service is second to none. You can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and on Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda-certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires? For a limited time at Zimbraconda, you can buy three tires and get the fourth for how much, Dennis Semro? $1. That's right. Shop local. Shop Zimbraconda. No Dennis Semrau tonight. He is courtside at the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball game, part of the stats crew. So flying solo, Jesse Nelson with you here at Vell Phillips Memorial High School. Just 2 minutes in out of the timeout. Trailing 7-3. Sun Prairie East retaliation. Glusick again from the corner. It's 7-6, just like that. Still no points for the returning national leading scorer, Chris Davis Jr. of Sun Prairie East. Transition bucket, good. Free throw line extended right, Caleb Ligon, the junior. He and his twin brother Ezra have been quite the team here for Vell Phillips Memorial. It's 9-6, the Spartans in front of Sun Prairie East. Top of the key, Raymer. Now bounce pass to Chris Davis Jr. in the right corner. Davis guarded one-on-one by Ian Wishoff, and a whistle goes against Davis. He's upset with the call, but he lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul against Chris Davis Jr. and Sun Prairie East. First foul for either team in this game belongs to the reigning national leading scorer returning at the high school level, not just in the Big 8 Conference, not just in the state of Wisconsin, anywhere. It's Chris Davis Jr. going to play his college basketball next year at Arkansas State. Lost on the baseline out of bounds. Anthony Miller couldn't handle it. Turned over to Sun Prairie East with 15-12. To play in the first half, 9-6. Vell Phillips Memorial leads Sun Prairie East. These two teams did meet back on Friday the 13th of December. Chris Davis Jr. hit a game-winning layup with 4 seconds left in a comeback effort. Sun Prairie East a one-point win, 88-87. Shot no good from three-point range for Reed Sogstad. Transition three, left side no good, but strong rebound offensively for Ligon, and he puts it back in, good for two. Ezra Ligon with 6 points to lead Vell Phillips Memorial. Quickly down the court. A reverse layup is rejected underneath, and Memorial has it into the front court. Klusik thought he had a wide open reverse layup in front of the pack, but it was rejected from behind. 5-point advantage, feed it into the paint, and a turnaround off the glass with a kiss is good for Wishoff. 13-6. Vell Phillips Memorial, hoping to make a statement on the home floor tonight. They nearly beat Sun Prairie East on the road back in December. Foul goes against Wishoff for Vell Phillips Memorial. A little out of control. That slows the tempo down. First foul on the Spartans. One foul on each team here. 14-16 to play in the first half. It's 13-6. Memorial leads Sun Prairie East. Left side of the floor, Frey. Now over for Raymer. That's Glusick for three. Wrong Max, good choice of shot selection. Glusick's nailed three threes already tonight. It's 13-9, 4 minutes in. Memorial in front. Glusick with all the points from beyond the arc for Sun Prairie East. Caleb Ligon passes right side. Abe Dykstra now top of the key, goes downhill right side, kick it to the corner. Into the hands of number 30, Braden Banyan off the bench. Now over to Ligon. Ligon looks for help. Dykstra just left of the top of the key. Dykstra, pump fake, now into the paint. Floater on the run. Oh, he made it look smooth. Abe Dykstra, the senior, first points of the night. It's 15-9, Memorial in front by six. Off the screen, Glusick, who's done everything so far tonight for Sun Prairie East offensively. On the left block, kick it all the way back out. Now swing it left. Frey picks up the dribble, goes right for Sogstad. Sogstad, couple of dribbles back near the top of the key. Passes, gets it back. Swing it right. Tristan Frey, bounce pass, cutting underneath. Reverse layup, no good. Came up weak for Sogstad, and a rebound, Madison Memorial. 5 minutes in, they lead by six. Pull up three. Halfway down and out, no good. Ligon an offensive board, and the putback is in. Ezra Ligon, 8 points and a couple of rebounds to go with it. He averages 14 on the season. He's already halfway there, and we're not even 6 minutes into the opening period here at Vel Phillips Memorial High School. Fry lost control of the dribble, maintains it, though, at the top of the key. Now pass left side for Raymer, who resets, dribbling at the volleyball line, midway between the center circle and the top of the key. Again, Sogstad. Bounce pass, Sogstad gets it back wide open into the paint, and this time he puts it up good for two. The senior guard, Reed Sogstad, first points of the night. Much needed for Sun Prairie East at 17-11, back to a six-point game. Chris Davis Jr. yet to score in this contest. Ligon pulls up at the free throw line, and good. He is on a heater in the first moments of this game. 10 points already for Ezra Ligon. Pull up for Fry, no good. A step in front of the free throw line. Here comes Memorial, left side. Banya to Ligon, heat check three. Oh, he got it! 13 points for Ezra Ligon. We thought it'd be the Chris Davis Jr. show. It's the Ezra Ligon show at Vel Phillips Memorial. Fry retaliates with a three from the right corner. It was 22-11. That makes it 22-14. And if not for the three-point shooting for Sun Prairie East, they would be way behind here early. Memorial putting it on, led by 13 from Ezra Ligon. We're not even 7 full minutes into this game. Left side, pull up three, no good. But an offensive rebound again for Memorial. It's Banya up top. How about a three? No good. Another chance at an offensive rebound for Caleb Ligon, trying to go over the top, but it goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. And a line change now for both teams. Bunch of substitutions coming in at the 11:02 mark here of the first half. 22-14. Vel Phillips Memorial leads Sun Prairie East. Big game that will determine some playoff positioning and potentially a conference title in the Big Eight. Tuesday night hoops on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Off the screen, three for Glusick. No good off the back of the rim. And now quick numbers for Memorial if they hurry. Right side? No, they won't. Instead, Anthony Miller puts it on the deck. Now Wishoff coming downhill right side, pulls back into the hands of Dykstra, top of the key. Dykstra dribbles with the left hand down to the left block, looks for a cutter into the paint. Now extra pass, Caleb Ligon, contact, gets the bucket, and a chance for a three-point play at the free throw line. Caleb Ligon, between he and his brother Ezra, unofficially 17 of the 24 points for Vel Phillips Memorial. 10:35 still to go in the first half. It's 24-14, back to a double-digit lead. Ligon sets fires at the free throw line. No good on the free throw attempt, but it's out of bounds off of Sun Prairie East and will stay with Vel Phillips Memorial. The foul, by the way, went against Van Vogler, junior guard for Sun Prairie East, who checked into the game during the substitutions at the last timeout. So it stays Spartan basketball in the front court. 10.5 to go in the first half. 10-point advantage, Vel Phillips Memorial with the ball offensively. Wishoff passes left. Working left to right, Miller bounces it back out for Devin Prosser. Or correction, that's number 34, Henry Jensen. Swing it all the way back around into the hands of Jensen in the right corner. Jensen looks for a cutter inside. Didn't have anybody, so they'll reset. Caleb Ligon dribbles between the legs at the free throw line. Steps back, now kicks left corner. Nothing doing. Back up top. Let's try it again. Over left side. Wishoff. Off the screen. Caleb Ligon. Pull up three off the back of the rim. No good. Tapped around. Sun Prairie East has it. Into the front court. Glusick right side. Didn't have numbers. Instead, he slows it down. Cutting in, Max Raymer. Raymer. Free throw line extended left position. Picks up the dribble now beyond the arc. Tried to get it to Davis. He lost control of the dribble, and it ends up in Vel Phillips Memorial's hands. Ian Wishoff brings it across the timeline. Hand off left side. Kick it left. Now running downhill into the paint. Now right side. Open. Look for three. Marion Moore. 27-14. Vel Phillips Memorial in control. Approaching midway through the first half. This has been a display by the Spartans early on. And still no points for Chris Davis Jr. thus far. He averages 40 a game. nearly unprecedented for Sun Prairie East. Davis passed to the left corner. Looking for help, Vogler nearly falling out of bounds. Gets it back to Davis. He's double-teamed. Davis, pull-up three off the front of the rim. No good. Offensive board put back. No good for Alex Kloon. And a rebound to Vell Phillips Memorial. 8:40 to play first half. Three-point shot for Caleb Ligon off the front of the rim. It's no good. And on a bounce, Sun Prairie East collects. Right side of the floor, Raymer. One-on-one guarded by Anthony Miller. Now gets it back. Pull up. Raymer for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Vell Phillips Memorial. Ligon right side of the floor. Through space across midcourt. To the right corner now. All the way to the right wing. Swing it. Left wing. Open look. No good. Clanks. And a rebound to Sun Prairie East. Anthony Miller had a wide open look there from three. Couldn't get it. Davis falling to the floor. Able to maintain just enough to kick it left corner. But the three-point shot is no good for Van Vogler. Here comes Memorial into the front court. Lost control. Did Marion Moore, but Memorial ends up with it. All the way to the left corner. And Miller will reset. 7:45 to play first half. 27-14. Vell Phillips Memorial with the ball and a 13-point lead on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Miller dribbling behind his back, awaiting Max Glusick guarding him one-on-one. Now movement. Left side on the baseline. Now back out top. Open look for three is good for Miller. 6 points, all of them from beyond the arc. Largest lead of the night for the Spartans at 30-14 with 7:20 to play in the first half. An uncharacteristic night so far for Sun Prairie East. This will help. Max Raymer fouled, gets the bucket, and a chance for three at the line. How strange is this? Chris Davis Jr. averages 40 a game. Raymer averages 18.5. Between the two of them, they average 58.5 points a game for a team that scores 92 on average each contest this year. So far between those two players, they have 2 points with 7:14 to go in the first half. None for Chris Davis. Raymer, good on the three-point play at the free throw line, 30-17. Vell Phillips Memorial in front of Sun Prairie East. The winner will be in second position in the Big 8 Conference standings, trailing only Verona, who enters the night at 10-2 in conference play. Left side, Wishoff goes right. Shot no good. Batted around, miscommunication between a couple of Sun Prairie East players, and so it ends up in the hands of JoJo Rodriguez, number 3 in the home white uniforms of Vell Phillips Memorial, and he knocks down his first points of the night, 32-17. Memorial on top, and a whistle goes against the Spartans. Yeah, they're going to get Rodriguez for it, so it will stay on this end with 6:43 to play in the first half, 32-17. Inbound pass is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay on this end, but good defense applied by Vell Phillips Memorial. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Shout out to our crew tonight. Chrissy Birdsall, our video producer on site here at Vell Phillips Memorial High School. Riley Yauch, manning things back in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. Chris Davis Jr. takes it in off the glass. Good for two. And the first points of the night for a guy who averages 40 a game come with 6:30 to go in the first half. Put in for two, Abe Dykstra. Cutting through a couple of defenders for Sun Prairie East. And it's back to a 15-point lead. Davis drives in, frustrated. And he's called for a travel. I think he wanted a held ball or a foul. And instead, Davis, a frustrating first half, continues. Just 2 points for the nation's returning leading scorer. We saw him put up high 50s just a couple of weeks ago in a win at home over the Verona Wildcats, who are in first place in the conference. As we're Ligon back into the game. Up, no good, but he's fouled. Reed Sogstad will pick up the foul, and so free throws upcoming for Ezra Ligon at the line. Ezra Ligon, 6'5 junior, averaging 14 points a game to go with 6.5 rebounds. 79% free throw shooter this season. Good on the first of two. 14 points unofficially here in the first half for Ligon. So he has already matched his average per game this season. Vell Phillips Memorial leads 35-19. Largest lead would be 17 if he's able to make this free throw with 6:04 to go in the first half. Long way to go, especially for a team that scores as well as Sun Prairie East. Ligon's second free throw good. 36-19. The Spartans in front. Right baseline, now kick it all the way up top. Swing it right. Bell Phillips Memorial now playing a 2-3 zone, if you're able to follow along watching on our ESPN Madison YouTube channel. The dribble goes out of bounds. No foul call, but they will say that it was tapped out by Bell Phillips Memorial. Several confused players and fans in the Spartan student section, but it will stay here with Sun Prairie East. 5:45 to play in the first half, 36-19. Spartans up by 17, and the officials are going to talk about it for a second, it looks here. Oh, no, a little jersey correction. Shrugging shoulders, everybody's a little confused. Now we're good. Inbound pass comes in cleanly. Bounce pass to the free throw line, extended right position. Now out left wing. Open look for three off the back of the rim, and it clanks off no good. Rebound to Memorial with a 17-point advantage. A three-point shot would give them a 20-point lead this trip down the floor. 5:30 to play first half. Bounce pass right sideline into the hands of Banya. Directing traffic. Braden Banya. Now off the screen. Miller for three. NBA range no good. Rebound Sun Prairie East. By the way, Davis not on the floor right now for the Cardinals. He has checked out of the game. Into the right corner, Max Raymer, quarterback of the football team. UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week featured during the football season. Able to find some help. Extra pass. Look for three. No good. Too strong. Rebound Memorial. Under 5 minutes to play. First half, 36-19. And JoJo Rodriguez slows it down all the way out near midcourt. Now off a screen, Miller. Pump fake out the defender in the air. He drives inside. Now handoff out back. And an offensive foul. It's going to be called on Anthony Miller. Coming up at halftime, speaking of UW Credit Union Student Athletes of the Week, we will hear from this week's featured student athlete, Val Richardson of Madison East High School. That's coming up at the half tonight on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Jesse Nelson flying solo with you at Madison Memorial High School tonight. Sun Prairie East, Bell Phillips Memorial, and a very exciting game in the Big East on Tuesday night, or Big East, in the Big Eight Conference on Tuesday night hoops. Three-point shot, no good, rebound Memorial. Sun Prairie East still stuck on 19 here with 4:30 to play in the first half, a team that averages 92 a game. Right side, Caleb Ligon. Works one-on-one against the defender. Free throw line extended right. Back up top. Now pump fake Dykstra. Dykstra looks for the cutting man inside. Gets a good look. And it's Braden Banyai. Puts it in good for two. And Bell Phillips Memorial is doubling up Sun Prairie East. 38-19 with 4 minutes to play in the opening half. Not the way we saw this playing out tonight. We knew it would be close. It was a one-point game when the two teams met back in early December, 88-87. Expected a few more points, especially from Sun Prairie East at this juncture. 3:45 to play in the first half. Cardinals slow it down offensively. They are looking for any room to try and get a good look. Pass into the right corner. Now cutting right side on the run. No good, but getting his own rebound and putting it in. Max Glusick, leading scorer for the Cardinals tonight. The first Cardinal to double figures with 11. It's 38-21, 3:20 to play in the first half. Walking across midcourt, Ian Wishoff directs traffic, goes left into the hands of Ezra Ligon, who has had the hot hand for the Spartans here in this first half. Ligon going left baseline, underneath the bucket, tries a reverse layup. It's rejected, and Sun Prairie East comes away with it. Glusick maintains possession through a herd of Spartan defenders, and Sun Prairie East able to reset the offense now. Right side into the hands of Tristan Fry. Fry triple teamed against that zone. Comes up top. Bounce pass back into the hands of Fry on the right block. Able to shovel it right corner. And Glusick makes it work for three. His fourth made three of the half. Glusick keeping Sun Prairie East in the game. 2:35 to go in the half. 38-24. Memorial in front. Ian Wishoff dribbling between his legs out near the midcourt line. Now passes left in front of the Sun Prairie East bench. It's again Braden Banyai. Right side Ligon. Caleb Ligon guarded tightly by Glusick. Finds his twin brother Ezra on the right side, both transferred over here from Madison West after their freshman seasons. Ezra Ligon after the body hit the floor, but Memorial maintained possession. Ligon drives inside, lowers the shoulder, muscles his way up off the glass, good for two. Have a half, Ezra Ligon. What a performance here early on. 2 minutes to play, 40-24, Memorial in front. Tristan Fry all the way over to the left corner, dribbling baseline, and now back up top, open look for Fry off the back rim, no good, offensive board, Raymer, hard foul, shot no good, Raymer gets two free throws. Looks like Davis and Alex Kloon both set to check in again here for Sun Prairie East. A couple of players for Memorial getting ready to enter the game as well after this first free throw is attempted with 100 seconds to play in the first half here on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. Max Raymer at the line, 77% free throw shooter on the year, and he does connect on the first. Coming up after the game, we'll award our Pizza Hut Player of the Game. Dinner just got easier and tastier. Pizza Hut's Ultimate Hut Bundle is here, starting at just $24.99. You can get any two medium pizzas, eight boneless wings in your favorite flavor, and your choice of cinnamon, cheese, or breadsticks with two dips. Feed the family after the big game. Hurry in or order online today at pizzahut.com. The Ultimate Hut Bundle only at Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Second free throw good for Raymer. He's up to 5 points unofficially here in the first half. 40-26 is the score. Bell Phillips Memorial in front by 14. Into the front court and into the hands of Ian Wishoff, standing near the green M logo at midcourt. A whistle away from the ball goes against Sun Prairie East with a minute 18 to play in the half. He'll get Tristan Fry for it. For Sun Prairie East, no foul trouble for either team here with a minute 14, or I should say a minute 18 to play in the half. Don't think we'll be shooting free throws with the bonus in play, but I don't want to jinx it. I almost jinxed the JV game before this. I said, oh, this is a very one-sided game. Looks like we're going to start on time. Memorial went on a run and had an open look at a three to win the game at the end of regulation. Sun Prairie East was able to hang on in the JV contest. Very thrilling one early. But now on to the varsity contest, and out near the top of the key, Marion Moore goes left into the corner. Now swing it all the way back to Wishoff out near the midcourt logo. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Wishoff in no hurry. His team has a 14-point lead. Spins away from Chris Davis. Now handoff to Anthony Miller standing right in front of me near midcourt. Miller dribbles right, now left. Handoff for Caleb Ligon. 28 seconds to play. Ligon goes left for Miller. The countdown continues. Now at 20 seconds to play in the half. We'll see if Madison Memorial can hold for the final shot. Head coach Steve Collins loves to work that clock. This team doesn't necessarily look like some of his great teams have over the years, but they have a lot of talent, and they love putting points on the board. Lost it at the free throw line. 2 seconds remain. Sun Prairie East chance for a three at the buzzer. No good. Put back was too late from Raymer, and the first half runs out 40-26. Vell Phillips Memorial, led by Ezra Ligon, having an outstanding first half. The Spartans in front by 14 at the break. Coming up, we'll hear from this week's UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, give you some of the first half numbers. That's straight ahead on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Halftime on Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania. 40-26, Bell Phillips Memorial leads Sun Prairie East at the break. 17 points for Ezra Ligon to lead all scorers in the game for Bell Phillips Memorial. Just 2 points for Chris Davis Jr., the national returning leading scorer, averaging 40 a game this season for the Cardinals. Just 2 in the first half. 14 for Max Glusick to lead the way for Sun Prairie East here at the break. Zimbraconda has been a proud partner of the Madison community since 1973. They're your one-stop shop for over 250 new Hondas to choose from. Whether you're looking for a sedan, SUV, or truck, their selection of new vehicles is second to none and has exactly what you're looking for. Stop in today at their location on Fish Hatchery Road to check out all of the new 2024 Honda Prologue options, Honda's first all-electric SUV, or browse their car selection online at ZimbrickHonda.com. That's ZimbrickHonda.com. Shop local, shop Zimbrick Honda. Time now to hear from this week's UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Val Richardson of Madison East High School, with the Dean, Dennis Semrau.
Our ESPN Madison UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Val Richardson, Madison East High School. Welcome, Val.
Hey, thank you.
I got to ask you, you scored 47 points in a game back in, what, November?
Yeah, that was the second game of the season.
And it was against Madison La Follette.
Yeah.
So you got Eastside Pride. Was that a biggie?
Yeah. Our rival team, I have to. You got to lock in for that game.
Remember, who got you involved in basketball?
Just my parents. That's why I'm really thankful for them.
Were you playing at any other sports at that point? Soccer or gymnastics, anything like that growing up?
Yeah, they tried to get me involved with like soccer, but I also played golf with my grandpa a lot.
There's another sport. Tennis.
Yeah.
You're a senior. You've got a teacher. You're going to tell me the story about somebody trying to get you out for tennis.
Yeah, well, Emma Watermullen, she was trying to get me to play for the last 4 years from high school since I was a freshman, and I finally just decided to join this year just for the fun of it, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, not only you made varsity.
Yeah.
Number two, doubles.
Doubles, too. Yeah.
So did that help a little bit now, having a sport where the focus isn't on you? I mean, basketball, your teammates count on you to score a lot of points and help them out. But tennis, it was like clean slate.
Yeah, tennis, it was actually like fun and enjoyable. Like, I didn't really have any pressure, so I just really enjoyed it. And I was actually good at it for my first year, so.
And any plans now for next year? What's the recruiting looking like?
Well, I'm talking to a few schools right now. I'm still waiting a little bit for my recruitment. But one of my top schools is a school in Canada. That's my full ride, one of my full ride schools.
And then anything closer to home?
There's this one in Chicago, Concordia.
Okay.
I really like that school too.
Well, you love basketball. 3.9 grade point average. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's had the biggest influence on you as a student?
I would say, well, my freshman year, probably Kyla McCullers was one of my teammates. And she always had really good grades and stayed on top of her work. So she kind of inspired me just like to always stay on top of my work.
After all, it's student athlete, not athlete student.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Student first.
Who's your favorite, I guess, person that inspires you the most?
Probably Kobe Bryant. I have posters and quotes of him all over my room, and he just has like this really good drive to play basketball, and that just inspires me.
I guess the last thing is, when you look back in your time at Madison East, being a Purgolder, what's that going to mean to you?
Definitely being a Purgolder just means like putting in that work and definitely representing the colors, the purple and gold. That's really stood out to me, and just being like a good person, a good teammate, having a good personality.
Well, you've had a really good career, so I hope you have a great rest of your senior year. Our ESPN Madison UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Val Richardson, Madison East High School. Go Purgolders.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We are already underway the second half. We are flying on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Media. Jesse Nelson with the courtside at Vell Phillips Memorial High School. Three-point shot no good for Sun Prairie East, trailing by 14 to open the half. Now a shot no good for Memorial. So empty possessions, unlike the start of the game where both teams scored a three on their first possessions. Davis Jr. with a steal, but prior to it a whistle. And a foul goes against Vell Phillips Memorial. That was a high-flying 34 seconds, ultimately for no points to be on the board. Three empty trips and a takeaway. But nonetheless, it is still 40-26, a 14-point lead for Vell Phillips Memorial, leading Sun Prairie East here on Tuesday Night Hoops on Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania. Inbound pass comes in right side into the corner for number 23, Reed Sogstad. Sogstad able to find some help now up top for Tristan Fry. Fry, left side, bounce pass to the corner. Sogstad thought about it instead. Handoff for Fry. Goes down to Davis on the left block. Davis triple team goes up strong, and he's able to get 2 points. Can't believe he didn't get a foul called for a chance for three. Davis has just 4 points tonight, if you're just joining us. Those his fourth points for a guy who averages four with a zero after it. 40 on the season. Memorial, empty trip, good defense for the Cardinals. Davis has it now, left sideline. Davis, shake and bake, downhill, lowers the shoulder, goes inside, draws contact. Davis to the line, shooting two, shot no good. 16:43 to play in the game, 40-28. Vell Phillips Memorial on top of Sun Prairie East, but the Cardinals trying to cut the lead down to 10 if Davis can go 2 of 2 at the line here. Chris Davis Jr., the reigning Big 8 Player of the Year at Sun Prairie West High School last year, committed to play his college basketball at Arkansas State in the Sun Belt Conference. 81% free throw shooter on the year, and he hits the first. This is the third team that Chris Davis Jr. has played for in the Big 8 during his high school career. He's a senior this year. Started at Madison East, transferred to Sun Prairie West. Now it's Sun Prairie East, and he's good on the second free throw at the line as well. 40-30, 10-point lead for Vell Phillips Memorial, a minute and a half into the second half on Tuesday Night Hoops on Prep Mania. Left side, Miller soaring to the bucket with an easy layup and a scoop, good for two. 42-30, 12-point lead for Memorial, but this is the closest Sun Prairie East has been in quite some time, going back to the late stages of that first half. Here's Raymer, free throw line extended right, dribbles a step to his left, now into the hands of Glusick, the leading scorer for the Cardinals with 14 tonight. Cutting, Raymer, reverse layup, good. Cardinals looking a lot cleaner and a lot more efficient in the first 2 minutes of this second half. 10-point game again, 42-32 with 16 minutes to play at Vell Phillips Memorial High School. Anthony Miller traveled, and another turnover for the Spartans. Head coach Steve Collins, in his 26th season, not particularly pleased with that error from the bench. And now, the first item on the checklist for Sun Prairie East, get it down to single digits. Three-point shot, no good for Fry. It was a good look. Would have made it a 7-point game. Would have given the Cardinals a big boost. And instead, here comes Vell Phillips Memorial down to the left block. Shot no good for Marion Moore, but he is fouled. And two free throws upcoming for the senior guard. Marion Moore, a UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week featured earlier this year here on 100.5 ESPN. He'll shoot two with 15:38 to play in the first half. Moore misses the first. Prep Mania's video stream is sponsored by Pemberton PI. When life takes an unexpected turn, turn to Pemberton Personal Injury Law Firm. Pemberton's client-centered approach ensures you're treated with respect, care, and compassion, never just another case. With offices in Madison and Baraboo, Pemberton has the experience to secure the justice and compensation you deserve, serving clients statewide. No fees until you win. Trust a firm that treats you like family. Visit Pemberton PI at PembertonPI.com. Second free throw is good for more than 2 points the other way for Sun Prairie East. It's 43-34, a 9-point game with 15:20 to play in the second half. To the top of the key, Moore, bounce pass right side, pump fake Caleb Ligon. He had 4 points to go with his twin brother Ezra's 17, leading all scorers in the first half. 43-34, 9-point advantage for Memorial. Left side, JoJo Rodriguez. Swing it right. Open look for three. Wishoff off the front of the rim. No good. Davis in transition. Numbers for the Cardinals if they hurry. Davis shoveling forward downhill. Offensive foul, and yes, he threw an elbow. That's a good call against Chris Davis Jr. And still a frustrating night for Davis. He's got just 8 points now after picking up the last bucket for the Cardinals. Davis picks up his second personal of the night. Both offensive fouls. 14:47 and counting to play here in the game. 9-point lead for Vell Phillips Memorial, but Sun Prairie East down to within single digits for the first time in a long time in this contest. Memorial built a lead in a hurry. Pump fake got Davis in the air, and Ligon finishes easily. Back to an 11-point lead, so much for that. It's 45-34 Memorial. Bounce pass to the corner, on the run, floater from a tough position on the left baseline is no good. Davis ends up with the rainbow rebound. Davis double-teamed right in front of the Memorial bench, correction, the Sun Prairie East bench, and a foul is called on JoJo Rodriguez as Davis tried to work his way through the stingy Spartan defense. 14-14 to play in the game. 45-34. Vell Phillips Memorial in front. Davis pass intercepted. 4-on-2 for the Spartans. But Davis goes up to block it. But no, they're going to call it a goaltend as the block went off the backboard. Goaltending. And 2 points for Vell Phillips Memorial. I believe they're going to credit Wishoff with the points. We'll double check that at the conclusion of the game. Davis left side. Now pass all the way to the right. into the hands of Tristan Frye. Frye left corner, open look for a three, halfway down and out, no good for Max Glusick. Now 3-on-1, Memorial into the front court. Marr can't get it, but a finish from JoJo Rodriguez. 15-point lead built up once again by the Vel Phillips Memorial Spartans. 49-34, approaching 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play, and now swatted. Numbers again, 4-on-2. And Wishaw finishes. Spartans up big again, 51-34, and a timeout with 13:25 to play. 30 seconds will take it with them on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. The GRB Academy wants to be part of your plan to reach your potential. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000-square-foot facility, 14 batting cages, and 6,000-square-foot weight room. With private instruction, group training programs, travel teams, the GRB Academy prides itself on providing the highest level of coaching for the baseball player in your family. Visit GRB Academy for more information. The GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. Jesse Nelson with the courtside at Vel Phillips Memorial High School, where the Spartans have opened up a 17-point lead at 51-34 with 13:20 and counting now to play in the game. Inbound pass comes in. Chris Davis Jr., the reigning national leading scorer in all of high school basketball, averaging 40 a game, still in single digits here in the second half. Bounce pass deflected out of bounds. It stays with Sun Prairie East. Raymer will inbound, the quarterback of the football team, right in front of his own bench. Into Davis, one of the easiest passes he's made all year. Davis pulls up for three, no good. That's the kind of night he's having. Rebound to Ezra Ligon and Vel Phillips Memorial. Second place in the Big 8 Conference and key positioning for the playoff picture to the winner of tonight's contest. Foul goes against Memorial. Or correction, that's actually against Raymer of Sun Prairie East, his first personal. 12:58 to go in the game. 51-34. Inbound into the backcourt for Ian Wishoff. And now the Spartans will begin to slow things down, knowing that the clock is on their side. Still a long way to go, 12:45 and counting. But the Spartans of Vel Phillips Memorial in control. Down to the left block, and two more for Abe Dykstra. He's got 6 points tonight. 19-point lead matches the largest of the game for Vel Phillips Memorial. It's 53-34. Right side, Raymer working against the zone. Back up top, downhill, kick left corner, pump fake, Glusick. Cross-court pass for Raymer, open look for three, a little off balance, no good. Two hops this time on the rebound, comes the other way for Vel Phillips Memorial, out of control, no, a second chance, and no, still no bucket, but free throws upcoming for the Spartans with 12:10 to go. And Chris Davis Jr. picks up his third personal foul. Ezra Ligon to the line before he shoots. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for a legal ID on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania.
Hi, this is Dave Kane. You're listening to Madison's Home of the Bucks, a Good Karma brand radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
First free throw good for Ezra Ligon at the line. He is a 79% free throw shooter, the 6'5 junior, along with his twin brother Caleb, members of this Vel Phillips Memorial Spartans team. Good on the second attempt as well. Ligon continues to lead all scorers in the game with 19 points. He averages 14 a game. He is the leading scorer this season for Vel Phillips Memorial. And following those two free throws for Ezra Ligon, it's the largest lead of the night for the Spartans. 21 points. They're in front of the Sun Prairie East Cardinals, 55-34. Chris Davis Jr. triple teamed on the left side. Draws contact and a foul. Third personal foul on JoJo Rodriguez. He's the only Memorial player really in any foul trouble, but that is the fourth team foul on the Spartans here in this half. So if Sun Prairie East is going to mount a 21-point second half comeback and get a one-point victory like they did on December 13th against Memorial, what they're going to want to try to do is get to the free throw line, where they are a pretty efficient team led by Davis, who is 81% at the line. No free throws this time, though. The inbound pass comes into the backcourt. Working ahead, right to left as we see it and as you see it on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. into the left corner. Open look for three off the front of the rim is no good for Vogler. Loose ball corralled by Memorial. Into the front court, left side. Pull up three for Rodriguez. Too strong, only off the glass. Didn't even get the rim. Sun Prairie East, other direction. Right side, Raymer, kick over for Fry. Fry traveled as he tried to drive left. 11:31 to play in the game. Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, Tuesday Night Hoops here on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. We'll be with you again next Tuesday night. Girls basketball, Tuesday Night Hoops. Going to be a good one. Madison La Follette at Verona. Coverage starts next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You're home for the best matchups on every Tuesday night all season long on 100.5 ESPN Tuesday Night Hoops on Zimbraconda's Prep Mania. Putback is good for Abe Dykstra after a miss. 57-34. Every shot Memorial makes, it extends their largest lead of the night. Now, Raymer deflected, going with the left hand to the glass. Comes the other way. Memorial trying to extend it even more. Miller on the run. No good. Nearly collected by Dykstra, but he lost it out of bounds. 11 minutes exactly to go in the game. It's a 23-point contest. 57-34. Tristan Fry across the timeline. Hand off for Raymer. Raymer works free throw line extended left all the way beyond the arc. Back to the top of the key. Sogstad drives down to the left block. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass for Raymer. Off balance. Lost control. Into the hands of Vel Phillips Memorial. Dykstra behind the back pass. Lost control. Coach Collins very frustrated that Dykstra was trying to get fancy with it. Slams against the bench. And you can hear a murmur of laughter around the gym from the student section, from some of the Memorial fans. They've seen Steve Collins get animated before in 26 seasons, and he just drew the attention of the entire gym, throwing his hand in frustration against it. It did go out of bounds, by the way, off of Sun Prairie East. So even though the pass was totally off kilter, it did go off of Sun Prairie East. Coach Maselter is stating his case to the official that he thinks the call should have gone in favor of his Cardinals. Instead, the inbound pass comes in, and Memorial maintains possession up by 23. Stepping back, Wishoff. By the way, Dykstra out of the game. Off the screen, top of the key, Caleb Ligon. Now right side off the screen, look for three, Marion Moore, no good. Offensive rebound, second, third chance, both no good with the left hand of Ligon and a rebound to Sun Prairie East. Cardinals down 23, 10-15 to play in the game. They are capable of scoring a whole bunch of points, but they got to get going if they want to mount this comeback. It's possible for this team. Fry draws contact, shot no good, contested. Draws it on Wishoff, and free throws upcoming for Tristan Fry. Senior guard. Averages 10 points a game, 71% free throw shooter on the season. Tristan Fry in the road black uniforms of the Sun Prairie East Cardinals. Red trim, white letters and numbers. Fry sets fires and the first free throw is good. First points of the second half for Fry. He has just four in the game. Some of the numbers here for Sun Prairie East, again, all unofficial. We'll get the final check at the end of the game, but 14 for Glusick leading the way. He averages 9 a game, so he was on fire the first half. Other than that, 7 for Raymer. He averages way more than that, 18.5 a game. Still not double digits for Davis. He's only up to 8 on my book here. Second free throw, by the way, is good. So a trip 2 of 2 at the line for Tristan Fry. Cuts the lead to 57-36 with 10 minutes to go. Uncharacteristically poor offensive night for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals. And Memorial has taken advantage. Top of the key, Braden Banyang. Now over left to Ezra Ligon. Ligon, keep it left. Miller feeds Ligon on the left block. He's triple teamed and a takeaway by Sun Prairie East. It's good defense. Here come the Cardinals into the front court. Fry, left wing, one-on-one coverage. Can't find an opening against Banyang, so he passes and it's collected by Sogstad on the right side of the floor near the midcourt line. Now the pass for Davis. Davis lost control, goes baseline, swing it all the way right. Open three, no good, and the putback, no. There's going to be a loose ball foul called on Vel Phillips Memorial. That goes on Banyai. That is the last foul to give for the Spartans here in this half with 9:16 to go. So still more than halfway to play in the half. And it's free throws the rest of the way for the Cardinals. Sogstad, great finish. Off the inbound pass, cutting with the left hand, goes off the glass, falls to the floor, and gets 2 points. 57-38, 19-point game. Shot no good for Memorial. Cardinals get it back. Fry left side. Dribbles now to the free throw line. And the pass deflected by Ezra Ligon out of bounds with 8:54 to go. Throw it, nail it, celebrate. Check out the buzz at Madison Axe, your state-of-the-art entertainment spot with 8 lanes of axe-throwing, interactive games, plus digital target projection and scoring. For even more fun, check out their indoor backyard, 2,000 square feet of shuffleboard, cornhole, yard games, and more. Perfect for a night out with the family or parties, Madison Axe, your destination for all things fun. Go to madisonaxe.com or head to their location on Stoughton Road today. Pass knocked out of bounds, so we'll try it again. And it comes in cleanly to Fry. Right side, swing it all the way to the corner. Now Fry gets it back on the right block. He got there in a hurry. Fry tried to find a cutting player. Going to the basket, couldn't get it. So instead now bounce pass to the left corner, Sogstad. He bounces it back to the top. Swing it right. Fry for Davis. Davis in the right corner. Tries to go between the defenders. Ran into a third, and it's stolen away by Ian Wishoff. Chris Davis Jr. still at single digits, a guy who averages 40 a game. By my count, he has 8 with 8:22 to go. Right side, Caleb Ligon picks up the dribble on the right block. Up top for Banyai. Swing it left, right in front of the Vel Phillips Memorial student section. And Memorial resets. Back into the game, Dykstra. After Coach Collins took him out for the what he may consider an arrogant play, trying the behind-the-back pass, trying to get fancy with a big lead. Right side, Marion Moore. Moore, cross-court. Banyai, how about a three from the corner? It rattles in! And he signals to the student section to celebrate. Banyai's first three of the game. He's got 5 points, and it's 60-38, a 22-point lead for Vel Phillips Memorial over Sun Prairie East. Sogstad got the defender to bite on a pump fake pass, shot no good from beyond the arc, and now Banyai with a rebound into the front court, bounce pass left for Moore, who traveled. Got a little caught in no man's land between the left block and the free throw line extended left position. Wasn't sure if he wanted to go up with it or put it on the deck and pass, and he ended up traveling. So a break for the Cardinals, but still 7:20 to play in the game. They're down 22. Fry, right, bounce pass, Davis on the block. Davis, contact. Shot no good. He'll shoot 2 free throws. And he needs both of these to get to 10 points. Kind of crazy to think about for this night. Chris Davis Jr. to the free throw line. Prep Mania brought to you by Stoughton Health, where they provide trusted care close to home. They're proud to support all of the area's student athletes and wish them all the best this season. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. First free throw is good. Chris Davis Jr. now 9 points on the night. Averages 40. You want to know why Sun Prairie East is trailing this game by 21. Davis and Raymer, the two leading scorers on the year, averaging 40 and 18 and a half respectively, have, by my count, 9 after the second free throw is no good for Davis, but Sun Prairie East gets it back. Shot is no good for Kloon, and it's out of bounds off of Madison Memorial. So it stays on this end with Sun Prairie East. Davis has 9. Raymer has 7. So that's 16 points of what they average, nearly 59. Yeah, that's a tough offensive night for a team that scores 92 on average each season, or each game this season. Into the backcourt. Sun Prairie East has it. Right side. Van Vogler for Raymer. All the way on the right wing. Cross-court pass. 3 for Glusick. He's been the one hot offensive player tonight for the Cardinals. Can't get it. Raymer fights for the offensive rebound and tried to put it up for 2 off balance, falling backward. He will get the contact and goes to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll get Banyai for the foul. And now we're starting to look at the potential double bonus coming into play here pretty soon for Sun Prairie East. Shooting foul, two no matter what for Raymer at the line. First is off the back of the rim, no good. It's that kind of night. Second team All-Big 8 player last year, the senior Max Raymer, football team quarterback. He's also a golfer in the spring, three-sport athlete. Averages 18.5 points a game this season. A 77% free throw shooter. But he comes up short on the first attempt here with 6:52 to play. Cardinals running out of time. I told you, they have the ability to score in bunches. They can still come back, but they need to play strong defensive basketball, and they need to start scoring. They have just 40 points, a team that averages 92 this season. Second free throw is good for Raymer, so it's now a 20-point game, 60-40. As Religion had it swatted from behind at the free throw line, but it still ends up in the hands of Rodriguez for Memorial. Bounce pass now near the midcourt logo, back to the hands of Rodriguez, guarded tightly by Glusick right side. He finds help from Caleb Ligon. Ligon to for his twin brother Ezra. Ezra to JoJo Rodriguez. Rodriguez, Caleb Ligon now left side, right in front of the Memorial student section. Back up top for Wishoff. Wishoff passes right. Coach Collins encouraging his team to play strong and smart offense. Pass down low now for Rodriguez. Had nothing with the positioning, so he dribbles all the way back near the midcourt line. Left side bounce pass. Wishoff steps back now. Wants to go, but a whistle away from the ball. And the foul goes against Tristan Fry of Sun Prairie East. That's the fifth team foul on Sun Prairie East, so one to give. 5:47 to go in the game. 60-40. Vel Phillips Memorial started strong and hasn't looked back. Closest Sun Prairie East has been is 9 this half. Raymer with a steal. Here come the Cardinals. Raymer, pull up 3 for momentum. No. But Glusick keeps it. Fry now for 3. No. Can they get a third chance at it? Maybe. It goes out of bounds off of Memorial. Stays on this end with Sun Prairie East. Coach Steve Collins wants a timeout from the Memorial bench, and he gets it. Needed to get the attention of the official, but he does get it. And a timeout with 5:26 to play in the game, 60-40. Memorial in front of Sun Prairie East. 30-second timeout on Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania. Zimbrick Honda's been part of the Madison community since 1973. Their customer service is second to none, and you can experience it for yourself at two convenient Madison service locations on Fish Hatchery Road and on Grand Canyon Drive. From simple maintenance to expert repairs, Honda certified technicians handle it all. Need new tires for a limited time at Zimbrick Honda? You can buy 3, get the 4th for just $1. Shop local. Shop Zimbrick Honda. Jesse Nelson courtside with you at Vel Phillips Memorial High School, where the Spartans have a 20-point advantage on Sun Prairie East. And out of the timeout from Coach Steve Collins, Memorial with a steal of the inbound pass by Sun Prairie East. Now Davis comes away with a steal at midcourt. Davis goes left hand up off the glass, good for 2. Wanted to draw contact, did not get the call. Davis into double digits now with 11 points on the night. It's an 18-point game, and the Cardinals applying full court pressure with 5 minutes to go. Memorial gets it into the front court, and it's showtime! Two-hand slam for Caleb Ligon. A Spartan slam, and an exclamation point on what has been a phenomenal night for Vel Phillips Memorial. Glusick responds with a 3 of his own in the right corner. 62-45, 17-point game. And how about Ezra Ligon? Just like his twin brother moments ago, he goes one-hand slam. The Ligon brothers putting on a show at Vel Phillips Memorial. 64-45, 19-point lead, 3-on-1. Ezra again. This time an easy finish, good for 2. Ezra's got 23 points tonight. It's back to a 21-point lead. Fry tosses up a 3, and that's good from beyond the arc. silences a bit of the crowd here at Vell Phillips Memorial. 4 minutes to play. Inbound for Ligon. Breaks through the pressure. Four on three if they hurry. Now Ligon double-teamed, including from Davis on the sideline. Davis tried to get it but couldn't come away, and he stepped on the sideline out of bounds. Memorial will maintain possession with 3:53 to go. That was fun. The Ligon twins, Ezra and Caleb. Get to know them, Madison high school basketball fans. This could be a special season for Vell Phillips Memorial. Head coach Steve Collins, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2022. He hasn't hung it up just yet. He knows his team had some up-and-coming players, including those Ligon brothers who transferred from Madison West after their freshman year, and he knows that they might just have a chance at making a run just down the road to the Kohl Center. One-and-one opportunity for Ezra Ligon, who is fouled with 3:47 to go. Ligon sets, fires, first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Sun Prairie East rebound, trailing by 18, 66-48. Into the front court, left side, quick three off the front of the rim, no good. Ezra Ligon the rebound. Bounce pass left side, Anthony Miller. Miller triple teamed, able to get it to Ligon. Ligon to his twin brother Caleb, right side Dykstra. Dykstra puts it on the floor, now left side. And Memorial will play keep away with 3:25 to go. Ligon, bounce pass Dykstra. Now they're just going to see how long they can keep it away from the Sun Prairie East defense. Dykstra passing it away. This looks like a drill that Steve Collins has coached a million times in his 26-year career here at Vell Phillips Memorial. How long can he keep the ball away from the defense? And a foul. Raymer got to Wishoff. The Memorial fans wanted that to be called a hard foul. Just a little stumble. I don't think there was any ill intent there from Raymer. But it does send Memorial to the line for another one-and-one opportunity with 3:06 to go in the game. Raymer picks up his second personal and, more importantly, the eighth team foul. And so Ian Wishoff will shoot free throws. At least one. He's a 67% free throw shooter on the season. All Big 8 honorable mention player last year, a three-year starter for Vell Phillips Memorial. Ian Wishoff, a senior. Sets, and the first is up and good. Dreaming of transforming your home into the space you've always wanted? Wanakee Remodeling makes it happen. Whether it's stunning kitchen makeovers, cozy living room revamps, or complete exterior facelifts, their expert team is there to bring your vision to life. They're local, reliable, and dedicated to quality craftsmanship that stands the test of time. Call 608-442-0034 or visit WanakeeRemodeling.com today for a free consultation. Both free throws good for Wishoff. And now a steal. Here comes Memorial, and the layup is easily good for Anthony Miller. 2:50 to play, back to a 22-point lead for Vell Phillips Memorial at 70-48. Tristan Fry, right side, now passes to the corner, Vogler. Back out for Fry. Fry, bounce pass. How about a three for Vogler? Halfway down, no good, and a foul goes against Raymer on the loose ball, so it'll... Or correction, it goes against Caleb Ligon of Vell Phillips Memorial. So it stays here, and Raymer will actually shoot a free throw. That's the ninth team foul on Memorial, so the last time it'll be a 1-1 for Sun Prairie East, but I think they're out of time, folks. 2:34 to play in this game, 70-48. If Raymer can go 2-for-2, it'd make it a 20-point game, 77% free throw shooter. Max Raymer, quarterback of the football team, rattles the first one in, 70-49. Next game for Madison, or excuse me, for Sun Prairie East. They got a couple of games this weekend. Both teams do. Raymer's second free throw, no good. Offensive board and a putback is good for Vogler. So that's a strange way to make it a three-point trip down this end of the floor, 70-51. 19-point game. I guess we'll have to wait to tell you about what's coming up next for these two teams. The foul will send Wishoff to the line. They're going to call it on Davis. 2:20 to play. Now I'll tell you. Sun Prairie East gets Madison East on Friday night, one of the bottom teams in the Big 8 standings entering play tonight. They also play Stevens Point on Saturday at Fiserv Forum, one of the showcase games at the Bucks Arena. That'll be pretty cool. Stevens Point, Spash, and Sun Prairie East. And this team that loves to score, we'll see how they handle a third game of the week on the big floor at Fiserv Forum. It'll be something special to watch. Memorial, on the other hand, plays at La Follette. City Conference battle on Friday night. That'll be a fun one. And they also get Milwaukee Golden Meier here on Saturday night. So another quick turnout as these teams play back-to-backs on Fridays and Saturdays to get set for the grind of the postseason, where that'll happen in the regional round, playing on Friday and then on Saturday. Ovation for some of the starters checking out for Vell Phillips Memorial, and likewise for some of the friends of the members of the student section checking in to the game for the first time tonight. Ben Baylor, number 33, a senior. Number 11, Andrew Braun, a junior. We'll get a check of a couple of the others here. Henry Jensen, number 34, wearing a white jersey, checks in. First free throw good at the line for Wishoff, and everybody wanted to run to the other end, play some defense. Got to do it again. 71-51, 20-point lead for Vell Phillips Memorial. Set fire, Wishoff good at the line. Spartans going to improve to 13-4 on the season and 10-3 in Big 8 conference play. I'll tell you about the significance of that here in a moment. Foul. And Noah Wenzel is going to get a chance for free throws now for Sun Prairie East. Couple of players checking in for the first time tonight. Number 13, Josh Mankey. Number 15, Jackson Connolly. Number 5, Luke Wagner. Number 32, Alex Kloon, has been on the floor a couple of times already tonight. He's the experienced senior leader right now of the squad on the floor for the Cardinals. Wishoff checks out. A couple other players checking in for Memorial. Keenan Harrison, number 14. And number 24, Devin Prosser, all into the game. So this is definitely the secondary squad for both teams. Downhill, and a layup is good for Harrison, the senior guard. That's a special moment, one of the best ovations this student section has had in this entire game here at Vell Phillips Memorial tonight. Three-point attempt nearly banked in, no good for Connolly. Rebound to Memorial with a minute 48 to play. Left side, now they're going to cheer for everybody to take a shot here, get some points in the box score. Number 11 is Braun on the left block, throws it into the backcourt. Is East going to hustle this one down? Yes. Kloon is going to go to the free throw line. They wanted a clean block, did the Memorial fans, but they did not get it. And instead, the foul will go on Henry Jensen. So two free throws now for Kloon, and the first is up and good. So check the Big 8 standings. Verona entered play tonight at 10-2 in first place. Same record as Sun Prairie East, but owning the overall record. 14-4 versus 12-4, Verona in first place in the conference. So Sun Prairie East, with this loss, will fall to 10-3. Memorial will be 10-3, and that then sets up a potential three-way tie at some juncture if Verona is to fall. Shot good for Cole Slack, a junior wearing number 20. First points of the night in his first action. Everybody's getting a chance to play here tonight. Pass goes out of bounds for the Cardinals. Clock stops with a minute 13 to go. Coach Meselter might put me in the game soon here for Sun Prairie East. I'm wearing the right colors. 76-53, 23-point game with a minute 10 to go. Vell Phillips Memorial will improve to 13-4 on the season. Sun Prairie East will fall to 12-5. They'll split the regular season series. And just like we said a couple of weeks ago when we saw Verona and Sun Prairie East square off, and we said, you know what, this feels like a game that belongs in February, if not March, late February. I have a feeling that Sun Prairie East and Vell Phillips Memorial, if their records stay as similar as they are, could be a meeting early in the playoffs that we will want to see for a third time. 47 seconds, empty trip down the floor for Sun Prairie East. Dribbling it out now, number 11, Andrew Braun. Braun picks up the dribble at the top of the key, and he traveled. By the way, I did want to give a shout-out. I was asked to do so by one of the ladies working the concession stand here tonight at Vel Phillips Memorial High School. I asked for something to have before the game. Got a Rice Krispie treat, one of the baked goods that was a special for $1.50 here. And she said that's the official treat of the Madison Memorial basketball team this year. So Rice Krispies are looking for any type of endorsement opportunity. I am interested. 23 seconds to go. Right side, three-point shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tapped around. Loose ball thrown into the Sun Prairie East bench. It'll stay on this end with the Cardinals with 15.4 to go. Make sure you stay with us after the game. We'll award our Pizza Hut player of the game. No one out pizzas the hut. No one out pizzas the performance of our Pizza Hut player of the game. 10 seconds to go. A formality at this point. Three-point shot from the right side is no good. Rebound to Vel Phillips Memorial. We'll see if somebody can get some points here. 3-2. Layup is good at the buzzer for Andrew Braun. He scores. Almost everybody gets in on it tonight for Vel Phillips Memorial. And the Spartans are big winners at home. A 25-point beatdown of the Sun Prairie East Cardinals. 78-53. What a night for Vel Phillips Memorial. We'll give you the post-game numbers, award our Pizza Hut Player of the Game, all still to come on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. For over 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. 78-53, Vel Phillips Memorial just dominates the Sun Prairie East Cardinals tonight on Tuesday Night Hoops in the Big 8 Conference. Final check of the box score. Leading all scorers tonight for the Vel Phillips Memorial Spartans was Ezra Ligon. 17 points in the first half, 6 in the second half, and that makes Ezra Ligon tonight's Pizza Hut player of the game.
No one out-pizzas the Hut, and no one outperformed this player tonight. The player of the game is presented by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Ligon averages 14 points a game this season. He put on a show outscoring that total in the first half. 17 first-half points for the junior forward Ezra Ligon. 23 on the night, not to mention his brother. His twin brother, Caleb, had 8 points to go with it for a grand total between the two of 31 points for the Ligon twins. And a couple of Showtime dunks in the second half, which proved to be the ultimate exclamation point in tonight's game. Ezra Ligon of Vel Phillips Memorial, tonight's Pizza Hut player of the game. And I'd even be willing to say his twin brother, Caleb, can join him as a co-Pizza Hut player of the game so that they can enjoy all the pizza and wings and everything that they want. Dinner just got easier and tastier. Pizza Hut's Ultimate Hut Bundle is here, starting at just $24.99. You can get any two medium pizzas, 8 boneless wings in your favorite flavor, and your choice of cinnamon, cheese, or breadsticks with 2 dips. Feed the family after the big game. Hurry in or order online today at PizzaHut.com. The Ultimate Hut Bundle, only at Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Prep Mania. Head coach Steve Collins came running over, and I think he heard me doing the Pizza Hut read. He wanted to hop on. He's like, hey, I know I usually hop on with you guys around state tournament time, but I heard you talking Pizza Hut. Dennis Semerow's not here. Someone's got to share that joy with me. And then Coach Steve Collins, a victorious night. You can see he is running around this gym just celebrating a big win for his Spartans. 78-53 tonight. Vel Phillips Memorial improves to 13-4 on the season, 10-3 in Big 8 conference play. Sun Prairie East falls to 12-5, also 10-3 in Big 8 conference play. Makes for a very interesting top of the conference as of now. Verona still in control in first place, but Now Vell Phillips Memorial moves into the position to be just behind Verona, and they'll have another chance to try and take down the Wildcats as this season continues as well. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a moment. But first, I do want to talk about the Canopy Wealth Management game plan. We had such a quick start to this game tonight, we never even got to talk about the game plan. At Canopy Wealth Management, they believe in the continued development of partnerships for good within their communities and giving back where they can. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believe that value matter and strengthen their communities. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started on your financial future today. That's canopy-wealth.com. I want to talk about what Dennis Semrau actually outlined with me as the Canopy Wealth Management game plan for tonight's contest for Vell Phillips Memorial. Number one, slow down Chris Davis and keep him off the offensive boards. They were able to do that. Chris Davis Jr., the leading scorer returning in high school basketball in the country this year, averaging 40 points a game this season after averaging 41 last year, had just 11 points tonight for the Sun Prairie East Cardinals. That was one key, and they did so. Number two, control the pace of play. Memorial did that. When they wanted to run, they ran. When they wanted to slow it down, they slowed it down. They controlled, they dominated the pace of play tonight. And number three, take care of the ball, handle their full court pressure. Well, they took care of the ball for the most part. The one time they really didn't was when Abe Dykstra got a little fancy with it, trying a behind-the-back pass that went off out of bounds. And you heard Coach Collins slam the bleacher, the wood bleachers here at the gym, in frustration, took Dykstra out of the game immediately, even with a 20-point lead. Said you cannot let this team try to crawl back into it. They will score in bunches. Dykstra took a seat for a minute or two. Memorial built the lead. Dykstra went back into the game because you go back to your go-to guys when you need them. Lesson learned. And Memorial wins. 78-53, your Canopy Wealth Management game plan comes to fruition for the Vell Phillips Memorial Spartans. Next up for both of these teams, Sun Prairie East will host Madison East on Friday and then play Stevens Point on Saturday at Fiserv Forum. Pretty cool opportunity for the Cardinals. Vell Phillips Memorial is at La Follette on Friday night, one of six teams entering play tonight with a record of 500 or better in Big 8 conference play. This is a great conference for high school basketball this season, and you can see the competitiveness each and every night. After that game, they also host Milwaukee Golden Meier here on Saturday. Both teams preparing for the postseason with back-to-backs on Friday and Saturday to get ready for the grind of the regional round. Our next Prep Mania broadcast next Tuesday night. Tuesday Night Hoops continues on 100.5 ESPN. Girls basketball takes center stage again next week, still in the Big 8. Madison La Follette Lancers visit the Verona Wildcats. Tip time just after 7 o'clock. That's when our coverage starts here on 100.5 ESPN and on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. If you're still with us on YouTube, you can see they are turning off the lights in the gym. They want us to go home. So I will tell you one last time. For over 50 years, Zimbrakan has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're in the market for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda in Madison today or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. For our video producer, Chrissy Birdsall, for our audio producer, Riley Yauch, back in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison, and of course, as always, for the Dean, Dennis Semrau. Not with us tonight, he's at the Kohl Center, where we hope he'll see a closely contested, energetic contest between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Indiana Hoosiers as he's part of the stats crew. We appreciate his efforts helping us get ready for tonight's broadcast as well, especially with me coming back from a cruise. This was not easy getting ready for this game. Thank you, Dennis Semrau, for helping me prepare all the notes and everything for tonight's contest. Special shout-out to the Dean of Area High School Sports. My name is Jesse Nelson. Once again, your final score, Vell Phillips Memorial 78, Sun Prairie East 53. Thanks for joining us on Tuesday Night Hoops on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.